3, 2, 1. Have you ever noticed how much current day emojis look like hieroglyphics? So let me see if I understand this. Some people today think it is so modern and contemporary to use pictures to convey ideas and emotions, which was exactly what was going on some 4,000 years ago. Or try this. I was reading a book recently about online romance. Everything, well, almost everything, was there. Two people communicating electronically, cryptic abbreviations understandable only by the initiated, questions about the real identity of the person at the other end of the line. The name of the book is Wired Love, and the date, 1880. That's right, a book written in 1880 almost perfectly describes online dating. But the book isn't science fiction. It's the story of people using the telegraph to conduct anonymous, long-distance romances, the same way we use text messages and emails. Just yesterday, I was listening to an old-time science fiction radio program about a world that had been at war for untold years. At the end, a military unit received a message that the war was over because their side had developed a virus that would kill the enemy by destroying their protoplasm. Then someone figures out, wait a minute, if it destroys protoplasm, it will destroy us. And it does. Now, I'm absolutely not into predictions and conspiracy theories, especially when they're what we call ex post facto, that is, after the fact. It's all too easy to look back at Nostradamus and his quatrains, or Star Trek, about talking computers, computer disks, and universal translators, and say they were all making predictions. But, in words often attributed to Yogi Berra, the future isn't what it used to be. I'm Larry Burris.